Thank you, Jesus. Say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Timothy begins to point out to us, can you say amen, that, amen, there is a uniqueness about our God, amen, throughout scriptures, praise God, God reminds us over and over and over again that there's none like him. Can you say amen? And because he is unique and there's none like him, he lets us know that there is none that can be compared unto him. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Amen. God is so special. He's so unique, praise God. Amen. You cannot even get close, hallelujah, praise God, to bringing up, amen, anything that anywhere nearly approaches who our God is. Amen. Praise God. He stands uniquely as God alone, the one who knows everything. He's omniscient. He's, amen, praise God, a God who is everywhere at every moment of time. Can you say amen? He's an omnipresent God. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. He, amen, praise God, is that kind of God, amen, praise God, that, amen, praise God, will and can never fail. Lord have mercy. There is no shortness in his ability. Amen. Praise God. He is, amen, praise God, able to do anything. And Timothy, praise God, begins to show us another aspect of the greatness of God. Amen, praise God. He, amen, praise God, starts off letting us know that only God has immortality. If you want, amen, everlasting life, you got to get it from God. Tell your neighbor, it ain't nowhere else to find it. Amen. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you want immortality, amen, praise God, you find it in God. Timothy says, amen, God dwells in the light. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And the light that God dwells in, amen, praise God, Timothy is clear that no man, amen, is able, amen, to approach God in the light that he dwells in. Can you say amen?
Yes,
amen. He's the only one with immortality. He is the only one. He is the God that dwelleth in the light wherein no man can come. He goes on to say, no man have seen God at any time. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And sometimes, praise God, these things are difficult in our mind to reconcile. Can you say amen? Because we know that Moses talked to God, scripture says, face to face, even apparently. But we've got to understand, praise God, that, amen, praise God, there was a Shekinah glory. There was a cloud around him. Can you say amen? That even as Moses talked with God face to face, he was not able to see God as he is. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. You know Moses' request, Lord, let me look at your face. You know God's answer, no man can see my face and live. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God say, no man, amen, can see me and live. Amen. God is not limited by time. He's not limited by circumstances. When God says no man, he means no man. Y'all ought to praise him today. Can you say amen? What are you telling the preacher? Amen. Praise God. That God is in a place in the light. Amen. Praise God. That light is revelation of who he is. That light is about his righteousness. That righteousness, amen, praise God, that belongs to God and only unto him. If we get it, we got to get it from him. Amen. Praise God. The one that is, amen, amen, that is omnipotent. The one that has all power, amen, is God himself. And amen, he dwells in the light of revelation. He dwells in the light of truth. He dwells in the light of power. No man can approach. No man can come unto him. No man can see trusting him. Can we say amen? And so praise God, it leaves us to wonder. Hallelujah. Praise God, for when God had put Adam in the garden, there is not a question in our mind that God, amen, as he created Adam, amen, Adam had no sin in him. Tell your neighbor, Adam had no sin as he was created by God. He was created sinless. Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. But what I want you to understand, because you already understand that sin made a difference. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But what you need to understand as well as that, as a terrestrial creation of God, that is, as God had made man out of the dust of the earth, he made him, praise God, out, amen, of the earth, he was still not able, amen, praise God, to approach, amen, and see the Almighty God as he was. Can you say amen? Even sinless man, because he was man, amen, praise God, was not in the spiritual place where, praise God, amen, praise God, he could look on God. And so God visited man. Can you say amen? And he came in the cool of the evening, and man was able, hallelujah, to hear, amen, praise God, as it were, the noise, the voice of God, as he made, amen, praise God, his interest, amen, to come and commune, as it were, with Adam. Can you say amen? But Adam, amen, praise God, was not in the place in flesh where he could see him, that is, as he is. Can you say amen? Amen. And so even sinless man was separated from God by the glory of God. And when sin came in, it only further separated us. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Now, hallelujah, there is an additional, amen, thing in the way. Hallelujah. Praise God. That, amen, praise God, keeps us from getting to God like we desire to get to God. Amen. Or let me say it this way, like God desires to get to us. You ought to give our God a praise. Can you say amen? And so praise God. God desired, amen, praise God, even in the fellowship, excuse me, even in the fallen condition of humanity, God still tells Moses, let them prepare me a sanctuary that I might dwell among them. But even though God was in their midst, they couldn't see him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, praise God. But there was a glory between the cherubims behind the second veil in the tabernacle. Can you say amen? Amen. The priest would come into the holy place, but there was another veil between the holy place and the holy of holies. And nobody was able to go beyond that second veil but the second of the high priest, amen, on the Day of Atonement. Can you say amen? And he didn't go in there without blood, amen, offering for himself and for the people. But when he got in there, all he could see was the Shekinah glory of God, the presence of God that dwelt, hallelujah, beyond or between the cherubims. Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, praise God, the holiness of God separated us. Even, praise God, as Israel was identified as the Lord's priesthood and as, hallelujah, the people of God, yet they had to send a representative in to meet with God on their behalf. Tell your neighbor, but God never wanted, hallelujah, to be a separation between us and him. You ought to praise him. Can you say amen? Even as he
he had chosen us. Hallelujah. The Bible says, as Paul writer to the Ephesian church, before the foundation of the world, tell your neighbor, amen, God didn't choose the individual, but he chose the way. And the way to approach unto God is going to be by God. Tell your neighbor, you can't get to God but by God. Lord have mercy. And so praise God, even as God reached out, hallelujah, to Israel to dwell among them, amen, it would be God as it were in our midst, but not yet totally revealed unto us. Can we say amen? Even praise God as we come into the New Testament church. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. By the way, the veil of the Father, when he walked the streets of Jerusalem, was the Word made flesh. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, they handled the Word. They handled, amen, the Lord. They touched him. They put hands on him. But they didn't see the reality of a God that was inside of the man. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? Every now and then they would get a hit. Can you say amen? When he took Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration, and the glory of God began to shine out. Can you say amen? But God had the limit. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, just a little bit of looking at God's glory took Peter to a wrong place. Can you say amen? Because he looking at God, amen, praise God in the glory, and hallelujah, just seeing, amen, the glory of God shine out. Amen, Peter, he ain't know what. Can you say amen? He, hallelujah, had seen, amen, Moses, amen, Moses and Elijah talking with him. Can you say amen? And amen, when he saw the glory shine out, he said, let's build three. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, don't need three, because it ain't but one. I tell your neighbor, don't need three, because there's only one. Hallelujah. And so praise God. Amen. Listen, Thomas, after the resurrection, he was missing. Can you say amen? In the assembly, when the Lord showed up to show that he had been risen. Hallelujah. And amen, they told Thomas, he's risen. But Thomas said, I ain't gonna believe it. Hallelujah. That I can see for myself, till I can put my hand, hallelujah, amen, help me, I put my hand, hallelujah, in the place, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. And you know what? God made it his business to show up again. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Tell your neighbor, if you want him, he'll show up. Can you say amen? If you need him, he'll show up. If you call on him, he'll show up. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But listen, hallelujah, Thomas, amen, missed it, amen. But the Lord came back and called Thomas out. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God know how to call you out. Yeah, he know where you at. Can you say amen? Thomas was in a place where he would not believe unless he could touch and feel, amen, for his own self. So God is saying, come here, Thomas. Can you say amen? Put your hand in the place. Amen. Feel the hole. Can you say amen? Thrust your hand up in my side and know that it is I. And do not be unbelieving, but believe. And Thomas, when he had touched the Lord, amen, felt the nail print, put his hand in his side, he fell down. And you have believed. Can you say amen? But blessed are they who have not seen, but yet they believe. Y'all better pray. Can you say amen? Tell your name. The New Testament church have not seen. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor you ain't seen. Tell your neighbor you ain't seen. But I believe you. We didn't see him. Can you say amen? But listen, hallelujah, there's some things that's got to get changed. Can you say amen? Because you can't see him. Amen. Because God said, ain't no man. Ain't no man. Tell your neighbor some stuff got to happen. Can you say amen? Don't you want to see him? Can you say amen? Please, God got to do some stuff. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Sin gotta get moved out the Lord. Oh Lord, can you say amen? Tell your neighbor the law is a strip of sin. Can you say amen? So if you gotta deal with sin, you gotta deal with the law. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor the law condemns you. The law say you ain't nothing. You ain't no good. Can you say amen? It held up the standard. Can you say amen? But it wouldn't help you to get there. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor to see God. Something gotta happen. Hallelujah. Amen. So this law is hindering me. Can you say amen? But I'm so glad. Hallelujah. The Lord went up on a hill. They nailed him. Can you say amen to the cross? But listen to the word. Amen. Not only did they nail him to the cross, they nailed the law. Are y'all here? They nailed the ordinances. Everything that was against us, that was in our way, it got nailed. All you gotta do is believe in who I am. Stuff gotta happen. We got the law out the way. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, the law can't hold you. He nailed it to the cross. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, the priesthood, it had to be changed.
It had to be changed.
Only one could be a priest.
Yes.
Was amen. Praise God. The sons, high priest, the sons of Aaron. The priesthood was Levitical. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. We couldn't see him. Can you say amen? Because amen. Praise God. He was going to make us, amen, a priesthood. And amen. Praise God. So he had to fix that. Can you say amen? So he changed the priesthood. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He set it up after a different order. Order after Melchizedek. Can you say amen? Ain't no be no succession no longer. A priest die and another priest rise up to take it. Ain't gonna happen. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, this is gonna be the last priest. Can you say amen? He is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the last priest. Can you say amen? Won't be no more. Amen. Praise God. Changing of the priest. Amen. Because our high priest, our bishop of our soul is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has chosen us and made us a peculiar people and a royal priesthood. And we are to give offerings of praise and sacrifice unto our God. Anybody got a praise for what he did? Amen. The law got to get out of the way to get rid of sin. Can you say amen? Priesthood got to be changed. Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. Tell you that we're getting closer. Can you say amen? Tell you that we're getting closer. Hallelujah. Why? Because I want to see him. Amen. I want to be able to approach under him. Can you say amen? What else you got to do, Lord? Can you say amen? Well, you can't see me. Amen. Unless you're immortal. Lord, can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you gotta be immortal. Can you say amen? God say you want to look on me, and you can't be corruptible. You gotta be uncorruptible. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God want you, amen, to be immortal. He want you to be incorruptible. Y'all ought to pray. God is giving out eternal life. Tell your neighbor, that's the only kind of life God can give. Because he's an eternal God. And when he gives life, it's eternal life. Can you say amen? To approach under him, you gotta have his blood coming. You gotta have his name. You gotta be among those that are the redeemed of the Lord. You gotta be one in a number that can confess that the Lord has changed my life. For he came in to my temple to abide and never to leave me. Somebody ought to praise him. Even the church, we got life on the inside. We got God on the inside. But didn't he say even the church couldn't see him? And I said, yeah, none of us ain't seen him.
No.
Can you say
no.
amen?
Yeah,
so what's got to happen?
Hallelujah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor the rapture going to happen.
I'm telling you. That's what's going to happen. It's coming.
Tell your neighbor.
It's going to happen.
Amen. Paul makes it clear.
I'm telling you.
Beloved, now are we the sons of God? Listen here. If you can't claim that, don't worry about the rest. Because it ain't going to be good news for you. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? If you can't say I'm right now, son of God, then you need to go to some water. Get a baptism in the name of Jesus. And let God see you in the Holy Ghost. And speak out in other tongues. And the Spirit of God Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor the day God saved your soul and the day He filled you with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. You haven't repented and been baptized in the name of Jesus. He gave you life, life everlasting. Can you say amen? This flesh is still mortal. But you got a treasure.
That's
in an earthen vessel.
That's what you do.
Tell your neighbor, I got a treasure.
That's what you do.
In an earthen vessel. You looking at the vessel. Can't see the treasure.
You can't see the treasure.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You looking at the vessel.
Look at the anchor vessel.
Can't see the treasure. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You can see the treasure move.
Gotta believe it.
You can see His feet. Can you see
it?
Can't see the treasure.
My God.
Amen. Praise God. It's on the inside.
My God.
But it's working on the inside. As it work on the inside, amen. You see some changes on the outside. Can you say amen? Don't worry if you ain't through getting changed. Because God gonna be working on you until the rapture. Until you get out of here. Can you say amen?
Right.
And the last thing is, this mortal must. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Why? Because we're going to approach God. We're going to see
God.
What did Paul say? Right now, we see through a glass. Dark. Through a glass. Darkly. I ain't got time, but you the glass. Tell somebody, you the glass.
Oh, my God.
Tell you that you the glass.
Oh, my Lord.
The Holy Ghost in you is shining brighter. Understand this. You don't get more Holy Ghost when you know more about God.
Right.
Are y'all here?
Yeah.
When you know more about God and obey God, you're cleaning the glass.
That's what we do.
The more you clean the glass, the brighter the lights. If the glass is dirty, the light is still just as bright on the inside, but it can't shine out. How are you going to lead somebody and your light ain't burning? Can you say, amen? How are you going to help and your light ain't shining? Some light need to be coming out somewhere. Can you say, amen?
Do it, Lord.
So the word of cleaning.
That's what they do.
They're cleaning the glass.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. God. And even at that, if you get all cleaned up, you can't quite see God as He is.
Hallelujah.
What you see make you shout.
I'm telling you.
What you see make you come so what you see make you praise God all day. Hallelujah. Glory to my God. That's just what you can see.
Right.
Can you say thank you? Tell your neighbor you can't see it all.
Can
you say amen?
Man.
You ain't seeing it all. Can you
imagine? My God.
Seven spirits, seven angels stand in front of the throne.
Oh, have mercy.
Tell your neighbor it's a mark of distinction.
Yes, Lord.
When Gabriel, amen, praise God, was talking to Zechariah, he told him, I stand in the presence of God. Everybody ain't in that place. That's what he tried to tell me. Everybody ain't in this place. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You can write me off as a nobody messenger. I'm Gabriel. I'm the messenger of God. I stand in the presence. Lord have mercy. You know who's going to get the trumpets? The angels that stand in the presence. You know who gonna carry the vials of judgment? The angels that stand in the presence of God. Can you say that? We don't see Him. Not yet.
Hallelujah.
We see some signs of Him. We see some details. We see Him. Can you say, but we can't see Him as He is. But, amen, praise God. The scripture said, they doth not yet appear.
Hallelujah.
What we shall do.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor the dark glass gonna be gone.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
What dark glass? I mean, in your mortal flesh.
Do it, Lord.
If you don't get it, I tell you, your mortal flesh gonna be gone after a while. You're gonna get another body.
You're
gonna get another body. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, this body, amen, it can see clearly. Can you say amen? This body that we're gonna get,
amen,
will be able to see God as He is. Paul said, behold,
hallelujah,
I show you a mystery. We won't all sleep, but we'll all be changed in a moment. Can you say amen? And then in Christ will rise. Can you say amen? And this mortal shall put on immortality. And this corruption shall put on incorruption. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God. When we are, amen, praise God, meeting God in the air, we won't be looking at Him through a glass
eye. Can
you say amen? We will know Him even as we are known. There won't be no doubt, no misunderstanding, no mistake. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Now we will be able to approach to the light where no man can enter. Can you say amen? Now we'll be able to come nigh, amen, praise God, to our God. Now we'll be able to approach Him, and He won't be hidden behind the veil.
Wonderful saying.
Because we'll be able to look on Him and see Him as He is. This is the approach to the Father. God.